We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. If you're waking up right now a minute early, it's 5:59 right now. If you're waking up a minute early and you're still crushed from the Sixers loss Sunday night, John, did that ball go in yet, or is it still hanging on?
No,
the rim?
I believe it's rimmed
it
out for the.
In,
it hit the rim about 20 times, though.
22 times, I think. They slowed down the tape. Here's the thing: if you're still upset by that, I understand. I'm not.
Oh.
I found something new to get upset about in the 24 hours since then. I was sleeping out, minding my own business, having pleasant dreams. I think now that I've been on this diet 3 weeks, it's my third week here, I think I was eating something fattening. That's what I tend to do on diets, whatever the diet. But boy, am I looking amazing, John.
Yeah, you look good.
Thank you.
Here we go. It started already, the lion.
All right, hold on. You guys, Rhea, do I look good?
Hey.
Rhea, what? You're... Mike, was it? Do I look good?
Absolutely.
See? You look more svelte.
Anyway, bottom line is that I'm livid today.
Livid?
I'm angrier today than I was yesterday. Because yesterday, the fates decided game seven.
Yeah.
Right, Al, there's no way. I looked at that tape 10 more times yesterday.
It's incredible.
It keeps going in, and I keep waiting for it not to. Mm-hmm. All right? But then, the drama that unfolded last night, not yesterday. If there was drama yesterday, it was behind closed doors. Yeah. Nobody was seeing it. But here's where they don't realize. John Johnson is a reporter. And I use that. That's with bold letters.
Mm-hmm.
All the letters are bold. Because John Johnson got the real story of the announcement last night that Brett Brown, against all odds and all logic, will return for season number seven here next year, thereby becoming the second longest tenured coach in Philadelphia 76ers history. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
His 362 win percentage has earned him a seventh year as the coach of this team. So you say to yourself, well, wait a minute. Adrian Wojnarowski was reporting 2 days earlier. Two rounds and he's gone.
Yeah.
Not going to make it. The New York Times out.
That's failing, yep.
Reporting, yeah, apparently. the New York Times were reporting he's got to go to the finals to save his job. So you go to yourself, what? And then he got, they announced he's coming back, or they let it out. Wojnarowski, in a three-day period, Al, said he's not coming back, and then he is coming back.
Yes.
And Wojnarowski is only the best reporter probably in NBA history.
Yeah.
And he had to do a spin around. He had to do an about-face. I turn now to John Johnson. You want to hear the real story? John's got it.
Mm-hmm.
John, how the hell did Brett Brown save his job yesterday after going out in the second round the second year in a row?
This all has to do with the power of the franchise player. Everything to do with it.
As you know,
Joshua Harris double, triple, quadrupled down on his comments about needing to advance further. Upon their Game 7 loss, as unfortunate as it was in Toronto, Brett Brown did something very uncharacteristic after the game. He was shaking hands with a lot of people, which is completely unlike Brett Brown. The only time I've ever shaken hands with Brett Brown is when you see him for the first time after a long offseason. Very uncharacteristic.
It was a goodbye.
He thought he was going to get fired.
Right.
Well, what transpired yesterday at the team facility during exit interviews, Joel Embiid, with glowing endorsements, all the words that he said in defense of his head coach, combined with your general manager, who was hired by said head coach, convinced managing owner Joshua Harris that he should remain for at least another season.
All right. So, two people with an enormous vested interest and keeping Brown there. Brand, who basically got the GM job because of Brown, and Embiid, who has been enabled by Brett Brown the entire time he's played here, they lobbied the billionaire owner of the team to not do what his instinct was and to change and to keep Brett Brown for seven seasons.
That's right.
All right, now, is that not as dumb a managing style as you could possibly come up with?
Is
there a dumber way to run a franchise than what Joshua Harris did yesterday?
It is mind-blowing to me how you can change an owner's mind in a 24-hour period.
First of all, because now Joshua Harris looks like a stumbling idiot, which, in fact, he may well be. Do I need to do this again?
What is it?
Al Harris, before the Brooklyn series, made it abundantly clear. I got two star players at the trade deadline, Harris and Butler. I expect to go further. And he said it. No wiggle room. Here it is.
We all have high expectations. I mean, I think we want to make a deep playoff run. So I think we have the talent to do it. I mean, obviously, we need to gel. We need to do it out there on the court. The players need to do it. But we've got high expectations.
All right. So, Al, they got to make a deep playoff run. If there are four rounds in the playoffs and you make it to the second round and lose, is that deep?
No, it's half. Not
it's half. Not a deep. It's not deep. It's one out of four.
Mm-hmm.
It's not three. Is that deep?
No, it's two more deep.
It's not. You need two more to be deep. And
yes,
if you get the second and go to the third round, you could argue deep.
And listen, when it comes to shallow, we understand shallow.
Boy,
that's shallow. It's not deep.
And now, what is not actually, he did a symposium in March, and that's when they asked him, well, what if they don't go further? What if they don't make it far? And he said back then, it would be very problematic.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I want to know, I want to explore very, what does that mean now? What does very problematic mean? How would you say that?
It means they'll have to get some changes. If
there's going to have to be some changes. I'm not an idiot. I don't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. That's a definition of insanity.
Joe Banner.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? He went on to say, just so you know, I have this right in front of me. It would be problematic, very problematic. It's not what we're playing for. I think we have enough talent to go very deep in the playoffs. I think we have enough talent to win it all. We want to make sure, at a minimum, to advance deeper in the playoffs than we did last year. Does he mean go to game seven instead of game five of the second round? Is that deeper?
I sure hope not.
Because that's not really deeper. It's the same round. It's not deeper. So now you say to yourself, well, how does this happen? He's not the only one. Elton Brand, the guy who saved his job yesterday, was real clear on what they expected of this team. This was a couple of weeks ago.
My goal and my expectation is to definitely get past where we got last year with this team. That's why I made those moves. We got to the second round. You know, we lost to Boston, so I expect us to pass that.
Pass that would mean win the second round. Another way to look at it, Al?
No, that's what they expected.
So that, when they didn't do it,
yeah.
What happened with Brand?
Well,
all of a sudden, Elton Brand had to find a reason to bring Brett Brown back?
Yeah, I think they found their reason.
What's the reason?
His name's Joel.
Joel Embiid. He.
All right. So Embiid used his power as a franchise player to retain him.
Embiid.
Right.
Didn't play.
Right.
The way he should have played.
Right. But now he will.
I don't know.
I do know.
Wow.
Hold on.
Listen to you.
I do know.
I don't.
Because he talked about it yesterday. You were there, right, John?
I was.
Now, Al, what's the biggest criticism he got?
There was a stat.
Who had the stat of how little he was in the paint?
Oh, that was me.
All right, what's this stat on Embiid?
When I was looking it up yesterday, just doing research from Game 7, Joel Embiid had 104 touches in that Game 7 where he received the ball.
104, Al. Touched the ball 104 times.
Of that 104, how many do you think were in the paint?
I don't know. I don't like a quiz. 20? I want to know the answer.
Well, Rhea says 20. The answer is 3.
Oh, my God.
Three in game seven.
He is over 7 feet tall. He is a powerful athletic figure under the boards. And basically, he was sitting outside most of the game.
Correct.
All right. So here's where it gets. This is where you begin to reveal the true ineptitude of Joshua Harris and the decision he made yesterday. So, Al, now what's going to happen with Embiid? Embiid has just saved the job of the coach, right? The coach is now completely beholden to Joel Embiid. True?
I think Embiid's beholden to the coach, too.
Why?
Is Embiid going to listen to coach?
I think Embiid got scared here about everybody, the criticism about his off the
court. So he's going to change.
I hope this is a grow up moment where you spend the summer getting in better shape.
Did you take up drinking since I saw you yesterday? What the hell are you? Oh, yeah, he's going to change in year. What's it going to be for Embiid? 5, 6?
Well,
he's three. Going to suddenly change. He's going to suddenly change. I'm going to play this for you. You tell me if this sounds like a guy's going to change. Because the key is he's got to learn to play inside way more than he does. John, true or false?
That's true.
Him outside doesn't help the team, does it?
No.
All right, so here's Al. Yeah, he's already picking that vibe up. Listen.
I just can't be a post player. I have to be more. I have to put the ball on the floor. That's probably going to break my efficiency down, which I'm fine with that, as long as I'm making the right plays. I think I'm definitely going to turn into more of a complete NBA player.
It is going to take his efficiency down,
but
he is willing to handle that. Does that sound like there's any coaching input there, or is he making his own decisions on what he's doing? What does that sound like to you, Johnson?
That's very interesting. He's coming to this realization after the season is over, when you can say these type of things.
What's the realization? He said, "I'm not a post player. my efficiency will be down, but I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to play it again, Joe.
I just can't be a post player. I have to be more. I have to put the ball on the floor. That's probably going to break my efficiency down, which I'm fine with that.
That's going to break my efficiency down, but I'm fine with that. I'm not fine with it. And neither should the damn coach, but what can he say now? The guy just saved his freaking job.
I don't understand. It's break his. I'm confused.
When he's out there dribbling around, he keeps turning the ball over.
Right. The moment Embiid has to dribble the ball, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And he turns it over. He's a machine of the turnovers. He just said, "I'm not changing. That's my game. I'm okay. And if it means I'm less efficient, I'm okay with it." Yeah, I want to see the coach tell him not to do that now that he just saved the coach's job.
And this is one worrisome, because he saved the coach's job. What's a coach going to come down hard on him?
Oh, wow.
All right, let me get to the other one, because you got two franchise plays. There's one.
Yeah, the other one.
Right. Now, the other one, I don't even think he campaigned for Brett, because that would require him to speak. And I don't think Ben Simmons enjoys the art of language. All right? In fact, later on, Howard Eskett's coming up at 7 o'clock. There was an exchange with Howard and Ben Simmons.
Magic.
You would have thought it was a police interrogation. You would have thought the one-word answers by Simmons are extraordinary. But I'm not going there yet. I want you to hear Ben, because this was really the key. Al, remember again, Brett Brown, close friends of the family of Ben Simmons, buddies with the dad. Ben last year decides the way to get his shot down is to hire his brother Liam. All right? Is that smart, Al?
No, he should get another person now.
All right. So if another coach came in, right, you got another guy in, maybe a guy with a little more backbone than Brett Brown, maybe he's going to say to him, "I'm sorry, you know, I have no affiliation with your dad or your brother. I need a real coach to coach you." Guess what the plan is for Simmons in the offseason now?
Brother.
Why don't we check again? Here it is yesterday.
Ben, with your jump shot and just your overall game, do you plan on working with your brother again? What's that?
Yeah, 100%.
Like? Did you like what you saw? Like, you said you were comfortable working with him, you know, over last summer. Is that kind of continued over this season too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on, Ben. I want to follow up with Ben. Could you give me a little less information? Al, he's still got the brother.
Yeah.
Because
it
worked great this year.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't take a shot from outside of 12 feet in the playoffs. Not one single shot. He's a point guard.
Well, maybe it's time to get Magic.
Magic what? Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
Well, he's not with the team anymore, right?
Oh,
no,
yeah, right.
He's
no,
not.
No, Al. No, I do not want to lose the services of Liam Simmons. He is clearly a brilliant coach. This is the, ladies and gentlemen, and I know 64% of you people wanted Brett Brown back. You have just invited stagnancy for a seventh year. Stagnancy.
That I take a serious problem. That's a serious issue. You cannot have his brother continue. Right. Have you seen his shot when
I've
he does attempt it in practice?
No, he doesn't.
It's horrible.
Because his brother
his
doesn't know what he's doing.
His form is disgusting.
Doesn't wait till they. I think he has an aunt who has some skills in that area. Maybe we can get Aunt Clara to show him a few moves too. Al, by virtue of the decision last night by Joshua Harris,
right.
A horrible sports owner. Brett Brown is about to become the second longest tenured coach in the history of the Philadelphia 76ers. Longest tenured coach won a championship. His name was Billy Cunningham. He coached here for 8 brilliant seasons, had a winning percentage of .698.
Mm.
Right? He was a great coach. 454 wins, 196 losses, and a championship, 1983, right? The only other one that has 6 years was Larry Brown during the great run of 2000, 2001, that era in there. He finished with a winning percentage of .554, 225 wins, 205 losses, was an NBA Coach of the Year, and made the playoffs 5 of the 6 seasons. Brett Brown has also been here 6 years. He has 178 wins, 314 losses, 2 playoff appearances, and a winning percentage of 36%. And he's coming back for the 7th year. Does anybody out there think this is smart? Does anybody out there think that the recipe for success is to keep everything in place as it has been and expect a different result? 888-729-9494. I got great giveaways today. In fact, I'll tell you what the contest is. I want you to name for us the worst sports owners, past or present. Because Joshua Harris, by virtue of last night's decision, has added his own name to the list. WIP Sports Time, 6:50.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.